Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
What is that cozy picture? What is the picture on that pillow? Or is it
it's
just
the reject design that made it cost half as much as it usually does.
Oh, I thought it was Daleks. Like,
yeah, right there.
I know. I kind of like
deconstructed
it.
Yeah, Daleks.
Yep. It's sort of like amoeba-ish.
Yeah.
Like, this is some sort of protoplasmic sort of.
Hey, that's cool too. I like it. It's a scientific abstract pillow.
That was on sale.
Yeah, it's awesome. Giant. Is it a chair or is it?
Yeah,
a
so it's like a huge.
It's my
beanbag.
It's my accordion beanbag.
Oh, the accordion beanbag.
That's right. We're getting right to it.
All right.
It's time.
Good.
Let's do it.
Sweet.
Because. It's time.
It is time.
I'm worried about Arena, but we have to recap first. Fine.
We do have to recap first.
Or something.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice. Now this recap has a title.
Oh.
And the title. Is Strahd with an exclamation point.
No!
Yep.
We're not ready for it to be Strahd. Oh, wait. Okay, it's a recap still. I thought it was coming back!
PTSD.
Seriously. PFD, PSTD, PTSD. I can't get the letters right.
It doesn't matter.
All right. Wish me luck reading this. Here we go.
Oh, good luck.
Strahd! As if by an act of God, Strahd appeared in front of the squad on the Esplanade,
OMG,
knocking many of them to the sod, and he attempted to charm Irina through some devilish fraud. Will wasn't awed, and on he jawed while appreciating the way the villain was shod. Strahd did not applaud, but began an attack as if such speech were outlawed. Uh-huh. On and on the fight did plod. It proved hard to penetrate his facade, and Will tried to turn him into a cod, though that approach proved flawed.
Yeah.
Nick tried to get Batwack to applaud. Strahd tried to punch Lank all the way to Cape Cod, then Belgrade, then Novgorod, then Riyadh. Rafina produced a magical popcorn popper, at which everyone guffawed, and Bathwack's holy symbol rode roughshod over Strahd. The vampire then clutched Rafina's vertebrae tighter than peas in a pea pod, and his teeth sawed into the neck of the odd little flangipot.
It sucks, Eric! It sucks!
The group's opinion on what to do seesawed. Multiple fingernails were gnawed. But Irina eventually told Strahd she would be his bod.
His bod.
B-A-W-D.
With bod, yeah, nice.
Rafina clawed at his retinal rod, but then, with a wink and a nod, Irina burst into flame, making him hotter than the hot beats on your cool cousin's iPod or the exhaust of a souped-up hot rod.
I thought it was hot beats like hot beat soup. I was like,
me too!
Like
beat and soup were in that sentence.
Yeah.
Whoa! That's like a puzzle or something.
Say it again, I gotta hear it again.
Irina burst into flame, making him hotter than the hot beats on your cool cousin's iPod or the exhaust of a souped-up hot rod.
That's amazing. Did you not mean
I did not mean to do that.
Because I'm sure you did that with every single line.
I'm also not done.
Oh, no.
Real quick, are we recording?
Oh, my God. Check five times. There we go. Yes, right. We are.
The group oohed and awed and did applaud. Oh, I used applaud twice.
This is terrible.
And did, anyway. I uttered a ribald comment about Lank shooting his wad at the sight of Arena's exposed quad. And she then walked past the slipshod gazebo, now little more than a tripod, and disappeared into the pond as if in a tale from Scheherazade, ostensibly to do gross sex things to Sergei's bod. The end.
Gross sex things.
Yep.
Just like my favorite movie, Harold and Maude.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a list in my head of odd words.
Wow.
And I checked all of them off as you were reading, except for Harold and Maude. So then I got to use it.
Oh my gosh.
Awesome.
Wow. I couldn't even think of any. I was just like, it was just flying at my face. And I was like, ah! That's amazing.
iPod. I really thought I was going to get to use iPod, but you used it.
Oh, wow. That was... He came home saying that he had written a
recap,
and he was proud of it. And I was like, okay, I don't know what that means, but now I do. Mm-hmm. Good job.
Do we often air the recaps? We don't usually air them, right?
Yes, we do. They do only appear at the beginning of every other one, because usually it's one session split into
two. Maybe that's why I think that, because I've listened to them all now.
Yeah.
I didn't do them early on.
Yeah, you didn't do them earlier.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't remember. We've been doing it for a while now, but it wasn't at the beginning, at least.
It was not at the very beginning, no.
All right, so that's all I prepared, so all you can all go home.
Do you all travel to do this? I am already.
Are any of us truly home?
You can all go home.
So, that's where we are. Did anybody actually get any content out of the recap?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yes, she's gone. Irina's gone.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually hoping that we can keep this Irina card in our pocket.
I know.
Well, I kept asking her, and she kept ignoring me and getting naked and wet.
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
Are you unhappy about that?
Lank might be.
This is all in caught character, guys. You've started.
I'm conflicted, mostly because she seemed to think that Strahd was nearer to death than I think any of us thought Strahd was.
Yeah.
Wait. Can we recap just what is happening at this moment? Strahd,
where am I?
Strahd disappeared, right? I'm no longer clawing at his retinal rods, right?
He floated away in a cloud of mist.
Yes, you four are on the shore.
We're feeling sore.
It's true.
Such a bore.
Yeah, she walked into the lake, and that's
it. Yep, pretty much. But you're all there.
And
Esmeralda's there.
I remember last time I said that I wanted to change Bernard into a frog. I think that's the only aquatic animal. And I want to send him out. But I'm not going to do it in front of everybody. Just off to the side. Because I don't want to look like I care. But it's not. It's more because he's very disappointed. That was like Lank just said. I don't know if it was out loud, but it was like a card that that was one of the reasons why I protected her, because it was like she was a good, you know, thing to have in this
bargaining
weird...
chip.
Right. A bargaining
chess
chip.
Piece.
And now it's like, well, oops, we don't have that anymore. So, yeah, I'm going to just see. Maybe if she's drowning, we'll help her, you know, but she's probably just gone. She's gone. You're like, you do it. She's gone.
She's weird enough that maybe this is a good thing.
Yeah, she is weird.
I do remember from last time it was mentioned that the lake turned out to only be like 3 feet deep. we can still see her trying desperately not to be seen.
And she gets so mad that she bursts into flames and it just goes out immediately because she's in the lake.
And she kills her lover and we're like, good job, Irina. Man, you killed your brother. Bathwack killed your brother. I'm just going to remind everyone that Bathwack killed your brother. Sorry. But you killed your lover. Way to go.
Old dead lover, you weirdo.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's a lake. Come on.
You turned your stalker into mist.
Yeah. All right.
So that's what you want to...
Yeah.
All right.
Because I can do that. You said takes 10 minutes of me doing it.
Yeah, you just... Yeah.
Step off to the side, take 10 minutes, send him into the lake. Get the fuck in there. Don't get eaten by a shark if this is a shark lake.
I'm trying to think of what...
A shark lake!
or piranha. Deep, shit, he's gonna get eaten.
What's the shark? Deep blue? What is it? Deep
blue sea? I don't know, 47 meters down? That's the latest one. Jaws?
No, the one about a lake, though. It's the lake.
Lake Placid? That's a crocodile.
That's a crocodile, but there's... Isn't there one with a shark in a lake?
I don't know.
Okay.
Let's shark talk about this for 5 hours.
Okay, great.
All right, guys, what is the movie? Don't anyone look it up.
I'm just trying to think of what Bernard's name is in frog form.
Bernard.
That's pretty good.
I can't believe people listen to this and keep listening to it.
True.
I mean, we think it's funny, but there really aren't that many people who think that's funny, right? Where are they? Where are you all? Where?
See, you don't understand. All of our listeners, all the numbers we have, they are just single people, like one episode downloaded. That's it. We've reached so many people, all with one download and 2 minutes of listening time.
We don't have a lot of repeat customers.
And then masochists. Yeah. A lot of masochists.
That's the masochist.
Each one of those is responsible for 20 downloads an episode.
I was gonna say, it's a lot of DMs forcing their players to listen to us and be like, don't be like these assholes!
Or like, this is how bad I could be!
We're part of a training podcast, yeah.
We're a masterclass in terrible players.
All right.
Yes. All right, so Bernard goes splashing off through the lake, and he says, ooh, this water's nice.
Is someone touching you?
It's okay. Oh, this water's nice. I don't see her.
Of course. All right.
Nope, he doesn't see anything.
How deep have you gone? Does it go 47 meters down or just 3 feet?
Whatever the normal depth is, it seems like normal pond lake depth.
Okay. So she could be under there, just dead.
Well, I'm down here, like...
Okay, no, she's not down there, she's just gone.
I don't see her.
Cool, I don't care. Not one bit! Damn it.
What are the rest of you doing?
Rafina, sorry, my cat is tracking something down here. I'm a little worried that maybe it's a mouse.
Nice.
Maybe it's a stink bug.
Oh, well, I don't think a stink bug would move this quickly back and forth.
Maybe it's a ghost.
So, it might be a ghost.
It's Arena.
I found her, guys!
Yay!
She did drown! Yeah!
She's been reincarnated as a mouse. Okay, back into characters. Okay, guys. I'm feeling depleted. Anyone else feel depleted?
Maybe.
Nick says, Lank doesn't look very good.
It depends on what the word depleted means. Lank does look like he's about to collapse. I've been in worse shape than this. No, Lank half looks like he's going to collapse. He's been worse off before.
Don't think about it too hard. Reserve your brain energy. I suppose I need to start healing things. I love my job.
You could start with healing people. Because, I mean, I'm okay, but I wouldn't mind some healing.
We could all just rest here for a while, too, says Nick. Meta, we could all take a short rest and expend heat hit dice to regain hit points.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, knowing that Strahd apparently is going to come back and kill us all as soon as he can, sweet. We're going to have to, like, rest every 2 seconds now.
Yes,
yeah, but
okay.
Look at this. Look at my sword. Huh? The monster bleeds.
What? Really? There's blood?
Strahd bleeds.
What?
Yeah.
Maybe we can take him after. Right? Didn't I get a really good hit on him?
You did.
Some other people did, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being in character. Will's like, what? I didn't do anything. What?
Will's like, I didn't do anything. Therefore, nothing could have happened.
I wasn't able to hit him once. He's invincible.
Lank got a good hit on him, too, right?
Yeah, once I switched over to the... to the hatchet, or hand axe of,
yeah, maybe there's hope.
That's Will. Go ahead with your hope.
Esmeralda is sitting off by herself, cleaning her weapons, and she says, "I have to remember how to use that shitty accent that I have." She says, "Oh yes, there's hope, but
But no, just kidding.
Of course there is. Every vampire can be killed. I must say that the effort you all put into this fight, it was very impressive. I actually think I'm somewhat surprised to say it. I wasn't exactly sure what to expect from such an eclectic bunch as you, but I,
Racist.
Such an eclectic bunch of beep, beep, beep,
beep. She just uses every slur.
Yep. Somehow she comes up with the perfect slur that applies to all of you in some way, but not her.
That's fucking terrible.
Well, that's rather impressive.
Is that how you're going to defeat Strahd?
Yeah, that's the beautiful thing about it. It's so amazing that it's not offensive at all. I didn't have the highest hopes, if you will, for all of you, but I think that you all at least may have a chance of putting the devil to rest once and for all.
Well, thanks.
Perhaps. Lady. If you're lucky.
You could have stopped a sentence or two ago. Hey, Rafina, could you do some of that healing? Because
Yepers,
Strahd may be back, as Will pointed out.
Yepers, can I see everybody? Everyone, get within my sight. Hey, Will, get over here.
Say cheese.
You hear?
Oh, you don't need anything, do you?
I don't think so. Nope, yeah. I'm fucking fine.
All right, go hide.
Was it such a big deal?
Okay, I'm going to have a little prayer. Everybody hold hands.
Aww.
Oh, if Will wants to hold hands, I can punch him in the face, and then he can heal.
No. That's not part of the prayer.
Oh,
you wind up and then you try to punch him and then you have to roll a wisdom saving throw because you have cast sanctuary on him.
That's amazing.
Yes!
Was that my own spell or that was...
Yeah, that was you. You totally protected me. I'm mad at you for it. Stop protecting me! God, I do things myself!
Jeez, Mom!
It's Mom. My mom's a turtle.
Nick grabs whoever's hands are closest to him eagerly. He is completely full on hit points, but he still grabs hands.
So he cute. Wants to be healed.
He is awkward because he doesn't know how to hold Batwack's hand or to put his fingers. Well,
I'm not part of this circle.
You don't want to be healed?
No, I don't need to be healed.
Listen!
And I don't feel like holding hands right now.
Alright, so Nick and Lank just do like a little ring around the rosy around Rafina.
Okay, we don't have any more Irina. What about Esmeralda? Does she want to be healed?
She's fine.
Oh, aww. Come on! I'm going to waste this big spell on just three of us?
Well, Lank definitely needs hit points. Probably. He got hit like 100
every single time you need to heal Lank, it's always like, well, I'm not going to waste my effort on just this guy.
Well, Rafina, you might realize that actually you and Lank are among the only people that actually took any damage,
yeah,
you can rethink your approach in terms of your healing.
All right. We're not going to hold hands.
I love this idea. She's so sweet. And she's just trying to help everyone, and everyone's like, no, even Bathwack, no, I don't want to hold hands right now. Everyone's just like in a bad fucking mood. No, where? Refuse. I'm not part of this.
You need to
happiness.
Draw this scene.
Meanwhile, Lank is dying, and she's like, there has to be someone else I can help besides this sack of shit.
Yeah, seriously.
Rafina puts out her toe and nudges it against Lank so that we're in some sort of contact.
Aww.
And she says the prayer, which is so quiet you can't even hear it. Sorry. And then instantaneously, up to one creature of my choice, because only one creature wants to be healed. Oh, wait, me too. Is going to regain 2d8 plus spell mod.
Sweet.
Cool.
And I get 4 hit points for being a blessed healer.
Oh, nice.
And can you roll 2d8 for me? I don't. My 8 disappeared.
Couldn't have been the 4.
I have my freaking 4.
13 plus your modifier.
3.
Okay. There you go. So 16 hit points.
Do we need to do any of that fancy stuff where we roll to...
Well, that depends on if depending on where you are after that nice healing spell, if you're taking a short rest, is that what everybody wants to do?
I will take a short rest because I need to get my spells back.
All right. Well, so before you roll your dice, you all settle down to take a short rest. Rafina's just cast her nice healing spell, and you just want to take a breather. From the trees to the south of the pond, and from amongst the edges of the buildings that you can see from that direction, that's towards the village, basically, You see villagers start to emerge. There's a group of maybe 20 of them, and they're led by the burgomaster, and they all seem to be carrying various implements of harm. They're very crude. But look like they've armed themselves in any way they can, anywhere from stout branches. Some of them have, like, pitchforks. Very classically armed village horde, basically.
So we could kill them in a second.
Yeah. Kill the beast!
They're talking about Bathwack.
Will says out loud to a comment that did not happen in the game. And the burgomaster approaches, looks like very tentatively. Did I pronounce that word right?
Tentatively?
Is that correct? Yeah. I always question myself with that word. I don't know why.
Because it's ridiculous.
It's tentatively.
Tentatively.
Emphasis on the taint.
Tentatively. Tentative taint is the word.
Tentative taint. It was my wrestling name in high school.
Yes.
Now I'm just trying to picture how a wrestler would get that nickname.
Tentative taint.
Anyway, the burgomaster approaches. He himself, it looks like he actually has a sword. Doesn't seem to be in the best shape, but it is actually a weapon versus these sort of improvised weapons that a lot of the others are holding. And he looks very nervous. And he says, you all must leave now.
Okay. I knew it.
And he points his sword over at Esmeralda. And he says, that one, she hath brought the devil here.
What?
Her kind is not to be trusted.
Oh, great.
Blank has his hands smashed over his face to keep from laughing. He gets giggly when he gets healed. And this guy's voice is just not helping.
Laughter is the best medicine, you know.
Yeah, he gets more hit points.
Full hit points again. Thanks.
I'm Therioth. I mean it! Oh, stop man. It!
Sir, you can't possibly mean that the Vistani as a group...
You say the word Vistani and a bunch of the villagers like fork the evil eye symbol with their fingers at you.
Oh, man.
The evil eye symbol? What's the evil
like
eye symbol?
They go like this. They cross their index fingers like in an X.
That's
towards
called
you.
The evil
Isn't
eye
it?
Symbol?
Something Is like that?
That's just like the cross.
Like the forbearing of...
I know. Is it like the... They fork the evil.
I thought it was like they were doing this. I'm watching you.
They all just got done watching
Again,
Meet the Parents.
This is going to go over great on an audio podcast.
I know. All right, guys, make up your own symbol for what the evil eye looks like, but don't say anything
also,
about it, guys.
Imagine
right now.
Just a group of people sitting around being like, no, it's like this. No, it's like this. No.
I'll draw it later, or Greg will Photoshop it.
Sorry. Really now I want to know what.
I always thought it was.
Looks like the traditional like rock like give the horns is used to ward
the
off
Dundee?
The evil eye. Maybe that's what I'm thinking. No, not that's this that's that. Oh, isn't
it? Are you seriously googling it?
Yeah, of course I am.
That's the I love you symbol.
No, like, but with your thumb over your.
All right, listen.
There you go.
Now it's just.
This is the sign of the horns, but they don't do this. They make a little X with their two fingers.
Okay.
And Nick in his head thinks, oh, the sign of the evil eye. And he's completely wrong.
For our listeners, the fingers are perpendicular.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They form rough 90-degree angles.
This is so interesting.
Isn't it?
Derek doesn't realize how inappropriate it is, but he's doing it with his middle fingers.
No, Will sees them do that, and he does that, but at Bathwack.
Rafina recognizes that from her clan as a sign of someone saying, bless you. That's what they do.
Aww.
And so she says, oh, thank you, everyone. But I didn't sneeze. And then she continues.
That's amazing.
You aren't saying that they, as a group, as a race, are somehow evil.
They are spies for Strahd.
Did you not just see this woman, this woman, Esmeralda, with her lovely weapons, and she was working hard to bring him down?
Our village has been a place of peace for many, many centuries.
Do you have any dentists?
No, we don't need them. Remember, we make toothpaste, cleaning paste for the tooth.
This is such a stupid
joke. Told you that. There's a special plant. It grows on the far side. Why am I saying this? You need to leave. And he, like, shakes his sword at you.
Wait, so you think that, like, because she's here, like, he came down from
the sky? It can't be a coincidence. They are evil. And then he showed up.
Hey,
wait.
You might want to check the Abbey for signs of fucking evil, man. Go on up there. Enjoy, by the way. Enjoy the fly-faced, shrimp-bodied freaks. Or whatever the hell they were.
Oh, that's a good one. I should write that down.
I think you said a fly something. I was probably trying to remember something. Enjoy.
Oh my gosh, he had so many of them.
Should make a pamphlet for Crest. It's about toothpaste and weird guys up in the Abbey. You should do it. People will flock. I'm just kidding. They won't. Your village sucks. Fine, we're gone.
Good.
Yeah, we're gonna stand here. I'm gonna stare at you for a while, though, just to show you that I'm not as scared of you. Apparently, that's how I'm talking now. Like, I'm not afraid of you.
I'm not sure you know what the word "gone" means. He doesn't actually say that.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because the thing is, like, oh, you cute little villagers. We have Bathwack, all right. He's gonna look at him. He has Strahd's blood on his sword. We got this guy Lank. He got slapped around by Strahd. He's still standing. Look at all these
Lank
people.
Lank actually is not standing at this point. He's crouching down, sort of holding himself in a ball to keep from bursting into laughter, so it looks like he's just in a lot of pain.
But he's still alive. He might be crying, but he's still alive.
With one arm over his face, he gives a thumbs up with the other.
Lank's still crouching.
Yeah, so that's fine, whatever. Not like we want to stay here anyway.
Such a little teenager. I don't care.
I'm going because I want to, not because you tell me to.
Yeah.
Hey, Burgermaster, who's your god? Do you talk to the Morning Lord?
Yes, we all worship the Morning Lord, as we know that you do too. But if you are in her company, you cannot be here. She must leave, or you all must leave.
What does the Morning Lord say about people?
The Morning Lord says that Strahd is evil, and those who serve him are evil.
How do you know she serves him?
She's a Vistana!
That's so ignorant! Whatever.
We're not woke here.
I also heard that everyone who has a lisp has erectile dysfunction. How true is that?
He blushes deeply.
Oh, okay, guys, maybe we shouldn't trust this Vistana. I don't know. It's true.
Well, in his defense, she did call us a really nasty racial slur earlier.
All right, let's throw her in this lake. Apparently people disappear when they go
it's
in
getting
there.
Crowded in there.
Esmeralda has gotten up by this point, and she sort of gestures a hand to you all, and she says, it's... Damn it, why did I pick this voice for her?
Just give her a lisp, too. It's
it's contagious.
Oh, that's quite all right.
Oh, God.
Wait, Blinsky, do Blinsky now.
Hello, it's no fun, it's no Blinsky.
Yeah, it's really hard to tell.
That's more natural sounding.
I'm used to this kind of thing. It's fine. I understand. My people do not have a great reputation in this land, and it is for good reason. Many of them do do work for that devil. I can be on my way, or perhaps I'll wait for you. I don't know what you plan to do, if you need to stay here and rest.
We're going to take on Strahd, and we already lost Fireball to the lake, we should probably all hang out together.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Esmeralda, just wait a second. Let me see if I can get any information from these people. These ignorant people who pretend to listen
good,
to them warning.
Build bridges with them.
So, we're looking for Pantsless Nat. Have you seen...
I forgot all about.
Have you seen werewolves lately?
I want to say that he already talked to you guys about this a little bit, but maybe not.
We need, like, a scoreboard where we can, like, list the threads.
I'm pretty sure that he told you that there had been some recent encounters with people who had been foolish enough to go outside the walls, basically.
Yeah, that was...
If he didn't tell you that then, he does tell you now.
Okay, let's get out of here then. See you later.
Yeah. Useless-ass town. I kick the gazebo as we go by.
I'm mad at you guys, and I give them the evil eye.
Which one?
All of them.
Give them all the
My
evil
fingers
eye.
Are going like this.
They're everywhere.
You can't see me, listeners, but they are.
Rufina looks like she rolls away in a ball made of fingers.
Yes, yes, yes.
So before we go away... I guess I'll kick your gazebo more if you don't tell me. Not that it matters, it's a pile of shit. But
much like you.
Oh! Oh, nice!
Says Lank.
Do you know of any cave? What is it? A den? Oh, maybe it's not a cave. I'm just thinking cave because of that card. But is there a place that is more, like a direction that you know of werewolves coming from?
Esmeralda turns to you and she says... Don't bother with him. I have a vague idea of where they might be. I did encounter one or two before I came here. I think I might be able to guide us in the right direction. We don't have to rely on this I'm trying to think of a good word to call this
bleep.
This unpleasant rube.
Alright.
Yeah, bleep. Very specific slur.
All right, let's go. I'm already trying to leave in a
ball of fingers.
Yep.
In a ball of fingers. And this is sort of killing the effect here.
All right.
She keeps coming back. Going again.
Come on, guys!
See your face poke out from the ball. Are we going? So.
Does this count as a rest, or are we all too worked up?
You haven't rested yet.
Oh, come on.
Can we just rest here for, like, 1 hour? That's all I need.
That's all the devil needs. That's not the right voice. That's all the devil needs to return.
Don't take his side.
You all look up. She's standing right next to the Burgomaster, pointing a sword at you. She winks. It's like her plan. She's, like, getting on his side. Cut to 2 minutes later, the Burgomaster and all the villagers are walking out of the village and you're closing the door behind them.
Nice.
No, that's what the Burgomaster says.
Hmm. All right. Well, I mean, like, truly out of character, I only need like an hour, but if we all want to rest somewhere...
That's all anybody needs to get a short rest
is
an hour.
Okay,
that's
so
what
like,
a short rest is.
We need 1 hour. Give us 1 hour around this lake.
And we'll give you some of the gold pieces in that man's bag. She points it at Will.
What? That was a good joke, Rufina. I have no idea what she's talking about. I'm no gold at all.
I know these things.
He says, we have no use of your gold here, but... No. And Esmeralda says, it's all right. You all rest here. I'm fine. I'll wait outside the gate for you.
Or we could all wait outside the gate, and then when Strahd shows up, we just go in this village and kill everyone, and we'll give you Rufina, too, and this girl.
What?
I mean, like, that's... I'm just saying, like, we could just... we could just, like, have him kill everyone here. Like, what, you know...
Of course you have use of Will's gold. Just think of how much anti-Vistana spray you could buy with it.
He says, no, that's fine. If she waits outside, that's fine.
Okay, fine.
So Esmeralda walks back into the village, ostensibly to the gate outside. The villagers follow her.
Ooh, they might attack her or something. I guess I don't care.
Should we follow and make sure they don't attack her?
Sure. I have experience with having somebody stab someone as they left the room. So, you know.
Will also has experience with killing Barovian villagers.
Do I?
In the village of Barovia, over the dream pastry incident.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I know. Anyway. Okay, fine.
What was that?
I mean, it's not like the walls of this village would probably do anything. Fine! We'll go out! Let's discuss this for 20 hours and then go out. Whatever. I'll go out and sit with it. No, I won't. I'll just sit here. I don't know.
Will's laying down to take a nap. Fine, I'll go out with her. His eyes are closed. He's got his hands behind his head.
I'll do what everyone else does. I don't care.
We can't rest right outside the gate?
Yeah, we can. Yeah, let's just do it. Fine, sure. I'll follow you guys.
You can rest anywhere. You can not do anything for an hour.
It didn't seem like these walls helped keep Strahd out in the first place. So, you know.
Especially now that he's a mist.
Yeah. And that he came in like a bolt of lightning before. So, cool.
Technically, you didn't see him come in a bolt of lightning.
Okay, but a lightning struck a lightning. A piece of lightning struck,
yep.
struck the lake.
Chunk. It's a chunk.
And then missed, and then he was just there. So, whatever. It doesn't matter. He was there. So, I don't care. Let's just go. Cool. I'm following.
Who?
I'm following whatever they do.
What are they doing?
We're waiting for Esmeralda to go, so we can follow
her. She's
going. I thought she was already going.
She's going.
Yeah, I'm following her.
So we're following her.
All right.
It's a parade to follow Esmeralda. She's singing a little ditty on the way, even though she's very mad at this town.
So you get through the gates. The town closes them behind you. And you're surrounded by 20 wolves! No, I'm kidding.
I press the digitate on the gate. Strahd, come eat us. And I'm like, perfect.
It's like 3-inch square section or something like that. That's how big it can be. You can do 3 of them though, so you can make it like 3x9.
I'll use my spell slot.
No, you know what I think you should do? You should do Calvin peeing on the word Kresk.
Yep. Perfect. Classy.
Never sanctioned by Will Waters.
I know.
Yep, I know.
Makes me so sad.
I know.
Anytime I see one of those, I get so mad because of that.
I so
on
do
his
too.
Behalf.
OMG. Oh, man.
Yep.
People are stupid.
Yep. But hey, they really got Ford or Chevy with that little sticker, didn't they?
Blurter, burp, burter, burp.
All right, so is that what you're planning on doing? Just literally resting against the gate of the town?
Because what the fuck does that do? It's like, we're still here,
idiots! They're like, hey, you can't do that!
Yeah. What are you gonna do about it?
You can't be by the... No! That's not allowed!
I set fire to their wall. Man, I wonder where that fire came from.
You're just like, as you're walking to the gate, you're just pointing at the thatched roofs. Create bonfire.
Yes.
Create bonfire. Yeah. Oh, create bonfire.
Sorry, guys. Man.
All right, so now, yes, you can all take the benefit of a short rest.
Yay. Cool.
So you can, as a warlock, regain your spell slots.
Woohoo!
If you want to, you can spend hit dice. As a reminder, you can choose how many you would like to spend.
I'm actually all the way back, almost all the way to 50, which is as much as I can get now.
Yeah, your max hit point was reduced.
How do I up my max? I have to level up?
It lasts until you finish a long rest. After tonight, you'll be back up to what your... So keep track of what your original max was.
Oh, for reals? Oh, yeah. That's not so bad.
Oh, it comes back.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Well.
Though Rafina might not know that currently. She might just know she feels a little more sickly than she normally would.
Yeah.
So, you've rested.
Yes.
What are you doing? It is perhaps... It's still morning, I would say, at this point. You basically came down from the keep or the abbey and fought Strahd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mid-late morning.
So, we assume that we have talked to this lady about gnats.
Yeah, she told you that, you know, basically there's an area between Kresk and then there's, like, this lake... up near...
Right, like, because the tarot card said, actually, now that I was actually looking at it, it's not a cave, it's a hills overlooking a mountain lake.
Oh, well, she mentions a lake. In your conversation while she rests, she mentions that her mentor, she's been searching for him in this land, right. And that she found a hideout of his. There's a tower by a lake. Hmm. Oh. And she found some of his notes on defeating Strahd.
Oh, wouldn't that come in handy?
That might be useful.
Yeah.
She
thanks for sharing those notes, you dick, when we met you. His fucking notes. He's just like, I'm not going to share that, even though I am not at all a vampire hunter, and I just keep claiming that. Stupid idiot.
She talks a little bit about it. She's gotten a chance to look over it a little bit. She knows there's something to do with killing him and his final resting place. That's part of it. Also, there's some sort of magical, like, it's either an orb or a gem or, like, a glass or a crystal or something like that. Something to do with, like, damage absorption or something that can, like, take damage for him.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit, he wears something? Or
She doesn't know. Doesn't seem like her mentor.
No wonder he takes so many hits and it doesn't matter. An orb that takes the damage for him.
Something. It's not clear. Doesn't seem like he was able to pin down exactly what it was. One of the reasons she was at the Abbey...
Oh, and that was in his notes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She learned this from his notes. One of the reasons she was at the Abbey was that she was hoping, since Strahd had somewhat of a tenuous relationship with the Abbot, that perhaps she might be able to catch him there if it was maybe something to do with his castle. Maybe it might be out of range of whatever it might have been or something like that.
Oh, because it's D&D and there are rules. Ranges.
But also physics ranges.
Physics? This is magic world! Physics! Psh!
Isn't gravity magical, though, guys? When you really think about it? So, yeah. Some of that info, which I think came up in the first conversation, but not the second one.
Right. The tower.
All thing? The stuff yes. that I just said.
Yes, that was the first conversation.
Hi, everyone. Just in case anyone's confused here, I wanted to clarify to say that what Eric's talking about here is the time that he forgot to press record. It was around episode 78 or 79 when we first met Esmeralda, and we had an entire conversation. It wasn't recorded, so we kind of redid it for the podcast's sake. However, when we first did the conversation, there was some information that we got that wasn't in that second recording, and vice versa. In the second recording, we kind of got information that we didn't get the first time around. So he's trying to smooth things over here, and that is what we're talking about. Hopefully that clarifies things and doesn't actually make it more confusing. We are super dumb, and please forgive us.
Those are the things I remember having said in the first time, but not the second time. Good. So hopefully we're mostly
sounds good
in sync.
Hopefully too.
Keep all this in the podcast.
All right.
It'll be like, it's like walking through a haunted house and then seeing where, like, the people who jump out are just waiting,
seeing
cigarettes.
Seeing a clown taking a poop somewhere. Hey, get out of here!
I'm pretty sure they don't take crap in the...
There's a bathroom in there. It's gotta be.
Did you say a clown?
Yeah.
Yeah, clown.
Okay.
And those clowns in haunted house.
So I get the feeling that this is two separate things. You've got your haunted house, and then you've just got this random clown coming.
Greg hasn't been to very many haunted houses.
Greg, come on, like, you know, Field of Screams.
Move back to Lancaster. There's a bunch there.
See?
You'll see lots of clowns if you go.
I figured out where Lank's name from. It's Lancaster.
Eric, I remember you asking me about that way back when.
It's false.
If it was that kind of Lank, I would have spelled it with a C.
Yeah.
Well, how do we know how it's spelled?
Yeah.
It was
three of us used to live there. One of us is from there.
No, I meant Lank. I know how to look at a map.
Learning that Lank wasn't named after Lancaster was like learning that the owner of Armand Hammer is named Armand Hammer.
Yeah.
But the company is not named after him directly.
Yeah, isn't that insane?
Wait, is that true?
It is. I found that out and I told Eric about it and it was so exciting. The guy that he eventually bought Arm and Hammer was named Armand Hammer.
Mm-hmm. That is making me think of
the reason, and so his, like, great-great-grandson is Armie Hammer, the actor. So, like,
basically,
Army
it
Hammer,
comes down to the company and the guy were both named or influenced by Vulcan, you know, the Greek god. So it's like that the socialist symbol, arm and hammer kind of thing.
So the
amazing because its name is spelled exactly like.
Yep. Minus a space. That's it.
Yeah.
So the Wikipedia article blurb in the Google search results says he was known for his art collection, his philanthropy, and for his close ties to the Soviet Union.
Yep.
It's a theme, guys.
Full circle. What is the Wikipedia thing say? What is the symbol you make with your fingers to say Armand Hammer?
I invite our listeners to do this Google search so that they can participate in the visual that we cannot provide.
That has to be the album art for this.
Yeah.
It's just the Google search result.
Yep. There we go.
What were we doing?
I was recapping and merging the timelines.
Oh, and also, the man who invented the toilet was named John Crapper.
Yep. Again, are you serious? That's not where... He wasn't the coinage of crapper, and the word crap for poop does
kidding?
Not come from his name.
Are you kidding? That's nope. hilarious. John Crapper.
I don't think John does either. Like, I think it's just a coincidence.
No,
like, I don't...
thought of that. It's both sides of his name. Okay, let's get out of here.
Yep. Good night, everybody.
You can all go home now.
Yep. Go home, everyone.
Go home.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
We're resting here. Riffin is eating popcorn. It's very restful. It's left
it's
over
left
from
over
her spiritual
from her...
weapon.
Yep.
It's not real. It's not nourishing at all.
It's nourishing my spirit.
She's only even able to manipulate it because it's her magic.
Mm-hmm.
Nor the rest of you.
She's like offering us popcorn. We reach for it. It just disintegrates. Yep. She's so rude.
But your hands are still a little greasy, though.
Ew, what the... yuck.
What's the word for ectoplasm, but for religious stuff?
Wait.
What?
Her magic is divine-based. So...
Devectoplasm.
It's like ectoplasm.
Devectoplasm.
Jesus juice.
I was in divinity school for 3 years, and that surprisingly never came up.
Greg is viciously rewriting his dissertation right now.
Surprising that no one ever mentioned what that terminology is.
Can we take a moment for me to turn off the lights in my children's room because they've been...
No, we are on track! You can't lose the momentum! Yes, of course.
Okay, hang on.
All right. So.
So we rested.
Exposition over. Thankfully free of Irish accent.
Yep.
You're all free to set off. So do you ask her to lead you towards where she thinks the werewolves may be coming from?
Yes,
yeah,
it's
let's
time.
Go look at some werewolves. Will is pumped.
Will's just walking in place. And then you just go back into Kresk. I'm not a Vistana, guys.
I'm not a Vistana. These walls are super great.
I just pretended to be a racist burgomaster, so
yeah.
I fit right in.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Everybody roll a survival check.
Oh, goodness. None of us it survive. Is. 12.
20.
19 plus 3, 22.
16.
All right. Lank and Rafina, you're all watching. I mean, Esmeralda's kind of leading the way, and she's, like, looking for signs, you know, like how people do when they're, like, tracking things, like broken whatever and foot whatever and...
Broken whatever and foot whatever.
Fresh scat and all
yeah,
that kind of thing.
Yeah, she's sporing.
Right, exactly. But you guys are kind of trying to do the same, and you notice that she's kind of getting off track. And you together are combined able to sort of basically take over, and you start pointing out some things, and you're able to get the party on the right track. And after a while, it becomes more clear. It seems like you're getting closer. You're seeing more signs of activity, basically. You're homing in on where you think this activity might be coming from.
What is this thing about her getting off track? What do you mean?
You just think she might be maybe had messed up or... You notice something that she doesn't see that would lead you in a different direction, that kind of thing. She rolled a 1. Meta.
Oh!
A 1. We just go around and circle back to Crest. Yep. Gosh. Well, this isn't it.
Hit him back for directions.
But yeah, eventually the train gets a little more hilly, and above the tree line, you're able to catch sight, carved into the side of a Rocky Mountain spur, a wide, torchlit cave that looks like the gaping maw of a great wolf.
Damn, I thought we were going to a tower with notes in it. I must have not been paying attention.
There's not going to be any desks in there.
Oh, damn it. I clearly was not paying attention.
She did not say the tower was where the wolves were. Oh. She said that's where she found signs of her mentors.
I just thought
hiding.
It was on the way or something. I thought that was
between Kresk and the tower.
Even though she's hunting around like a drunken person.
Yep.
You suspect she may be drunk. No, you don't. But she is. She isn't. Got it? Good. So yes, you catch sight of that, and she says, "Oh, look, there it is! Good work, you two! I don't know if I would have been able to find it without your assistance.
You're welcome.
Maybe because you're closer to the ground! Because you're bleep!"
So you're so close to saying something nice, and then you didn't.
You get the sense that it's not mean-spirited, but it's just like, wow. And it applies to both dwarves and halflings. It's pretty impressive.
Oh my God. It's terrible.
Is it?
It's hilarious, but terrible.
So do you take any precautions before heading up? It would still take you maybe, like I said, it's sort of up on the mountain, so it would take you maybe 30, 40 minutes to actually reach it.
The cave looks like a wolf's mouth.
It does. It looks like the gaping maw of a wolf.
Suggesting that the wolves somehow carved it that way? Will, I agree that this is ridiculous. In case you said that as well.
Right. Ridiculous. I mean, like, because these are, I guess they're werewolves, so they're people sometimes, but they must be damn proud of their werewolfiness. Because why would they... They must... Either there's some artisan werewolves in there, or they must have hired somebody and then ate him, or something. So,
Nick says, maybe it's natural. It could be. Like, come on, if you were a werewolf, wouldn't this be the cave you would pick?
Will!
To be, like, your house?
Wait, I didn't mean to yell Will.
All in character. Go on.
Nick!
Huh?
I'm a little out of patience today.
Oh, okay.
Just warning you.
He looks scared. He looks very scared.
I think we all look scared if Rafina's mad. It's like, uh-oh.
Does it have teeth? This gaping maw of a cave, does it have teeth?
It looks like, at least from this distance, maybe it's an illusion from how far away you are, but it looks like it could, at least appears that way from here.
All right.
And remember, anytime you're outside in Barovia, it's not sunny. It is not a pleasant... Bird chirpy
never sun,
forest.
Never sunny in Barovia.
Nope.
All right. Well, clearly we're not going in there, right? That's what Will says. We're not going in there. We're going to have some kind of plan to get them to come out, right? Because that's what people do who are smart.
Esmeralda, yeah. How do we lure them out of the cave?
Nick is just staring at Bathwack.
Right, we use Bathwack as bait. All right, Bathwack, I'm going to tie you up, dribble some honey on you.
Lick it off, and then we'll leave you there for the werewolves.
Wait, am I going to lick the honey off of Bathwack? No.
We do have honey, don't we?
Yes, we do.
I do.
Like share.
I have honey in my jar of many things.
Suddenly, Lank pulls out this bag. It's got like 20 magical items in it that you all forget about all the time.
I'm getting better at remembering it. Not great at all, but better.
It's not just you, but it's definitely you.
Yeah, I don't remember even my own spells, so don't worry about it. All right.
What else is in that jar? You can catch more werewolves with mayonnaise than with poison.
Okay, wait. No, but that's a good idea. We poison Bathwack and then we use him as bait. And then when the werewolves eat him, they all die. Okay, Bathwack? Sounds good. I approve. And then I just start poisoning him. Yeah.
For a little while, I was thinking we could just set the entire cave on fire. But But then I think we're here to rescue someone, so maybe that's not...
Oh, shit, yeah, there's...
Also, it's hard to set caves on fire.
It's Will. We're talking about Will here.
Yeah! I am all-powerful! Didn't you see what I did to Strahd? It was amazing.
Don't you remember how I so utterly reluctantly set that tree on fire that one time?
I didn't even... They oh, that's set right. it on fire!
That's how reluctantly it was.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. So, do we try to get them to come out? What would be the best way to do this? Because if we are assuming that they do have a captive child, or potentially, I guess, more than that, because if they've been taking children, maybe they're just all eaten, probably. I mean, realistically, that's what Will says. Realistically, all the children are eaten. But if we want to be good and assume that maybe a child is alive...
We could just say that, you know, because of our future decisions, the children will all be dead. So we might as well...
Should we just kill the children?
Yeah, sure. Just throw a bomb in there or something, whatever. And then walk away. We're good.
Children, it'll be quicker this way.
That's so terrible.
I've invented this bomb for the sole purpose of blowing you up.
A little bit of a thank you would be in order, children.
Oh my god, your little children's voices in the cave. Thank you!
Oh, it's hard to be a hero.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.